The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is expecting about 162,000 tons of herring to show up this spring, which means about 28,000 tons will be available for harvest in the Togiak Sac Row fishery. Area management biologist Tim Sands says four processors are planning to operate in the fishery this spring.
Talking to them, we're expecting 21 seine boats and 3 gillnet boats, and then a daily processing capacity of about 2,300 tons. Mostly, we'll just work through the seine quota, which is 20,000 tons, and that should be 7 to 8 days that they'll be able to harvest all that.
Fish and Game plans to open up the fishery as soon as enough herring is spotted and offer liberal fishing time and area. Like other years in the recent past, it'll be the market, not the herring biomass, that limits the fishery.
I talked to the processors, and there's still all kinds of doom and gloom as far as herring goes. Nobody said anything to indicate it's going to be better than it has been, which is $50 a ton last year.
One change this year? The seine and gillnet fisheries won't be paired.
Previously, we were supposed to manage so that each gear type, the purse seine and gillnet, harvested the first 50% of their quota kind of evenly. And now they're not coupled. So the seiners could catch all theirs and the gillnetters not catch any, and it's fine. We don't have to slow one gear type down to let the other gear type go.
That change, which was made by the State Board of Fisheries in December, reflects the current status of the market. Processing capacity can be limited, and the coupling used to ensure that both gear types got a fair shake. But now that there's little interest from gillnetters, that isn't necessary. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.